Talking now on the KMZU Basketball Fifth Quarter Show with Gary Belcher of the Kearney Bulldogs. And, Gary, let's step back in the week. First of all, talk about the good part, or at least parts of it, and then we'll talk about a tough one tonight. Talk about the early part of the week and some games you had there.
Well, we played Tuesday night at home against Raysack, and came up short. We lost 42-39 in a game that we had to lead the fourth quarter. It just couldn't finish the thing off. They found a way to get it tied, and then actually took the lead. We came down and missed. Then we had to foul and created the three-point loss to get a good club. Scott Germain does a great job with his kids. You know, they just came off a second-place finish in the Jewel Tournament. I was proud of our kids and how hard they played. We just didn't finish things down the stretch, which if you're going to be a good team, you got to be able to do.
Had a nice win last night, though.
We did. We really bounced back. I was proud of our kids and the fact that Tuesday was a tough one to swallow because it was at home, as I said. We went on the road last night to a very good Park Hill team, and the game was tied at half, 32-all, and it was just a back-and-forth game for most of the third quarter. And we were able to kind of pull away and put some distance in between us and, you know, hit free throws down the stretch and came away with a really good road win against a good club, 65-55.
Tonight, a little tougher, a loss by two, actually, 51-49.
It was. You know, anytime you have a game like we had Thursday night and then back at it again tonight, back on the road again, about an hour and 15-minute bus ride for us to St. Joe Central, and, we just came out kind of flat, a little emotionally drained probably from the win the night before and didn't play as well as we'd like to early on and fought back in it. Had chances in both overtimes and at the end of regulation to win. And unfortunately, sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce your way, and it did for them tonight. We came away with a two-point loss, 51-49. Again, another close game that hopefully down as we keep progressing in the season, we'll be able to put some of those away.
Three games in 1 week makes it kind of tough, and I'm sure tonight kind of was accumulation of that.
Well, it does. I mean, you know, you talk about that. Really, three games in 4 days, and I think it's a good scenario for us because, you know, late February, first of March, when the district rolls around, chances are you're going to have to duplicate that, and for us to go through that this week, you know, we didn't win all the games we'd love to. We would like to have gone 3-0 and finished 1-2. Hopefully, we can reflect on this when that time comes around and hopefully do a better job of playing three games in a week.
Any individuals you'd like to talk about in any of those three games?
You know, I think I don't have my book in front of me. We're still driving. Drake Starzl tonight led us in scoring. He led us in scoring last night, although we were very balanced. You know, he had 23 last night against Park Hill, but he had some other guys step up and help him. Reese Mazzell had 15. Pierce Mulling had a dozen. Tanner Owen had 8. We really balanced last night. And tonight, I don't feel like I said, I don't have the book in front of me that we were as balanced as we need to be. And for us to be successful, we've got to have other guys step up and shoulder the burden of scoring points for us.
Big week for you next week, not only individually, team-wise, but, of course, you host the Kearney Tournament.
That's right. You know, looking ahead to the forecast, I think Mother Nature's going to be cooperative. It looks like the temperature's going to be up. So a full week of basketball at our place. We have girls action on Monday, Wednesday night. All boys action Tuesday, Thursday. And then Friday will be our seventh place consolation games. And then we'll wrap up both third place, both championship games next Saturday.
Big week for Kearney High School. I believe it's the 49th for the boys, isn't it?
It is. We're approaching 50. It's hard to fathom that, you know, some of these tournaments that are around the area are at that or exceeding that, which is it's a great thing to be a part of that history. And you know, we were fortunate enough to come away and win the thing last year. And our goal is to be able to get by the first round game against Cameron hopefully put ourselves in position to do that again this season.
Gary, thanks very much. We appreciate it greatly. I know you're, as you said, on the road right now. We appreciate you doing that and calling in to us. And keep us informed of the tournament next week, and we'll talk with you on Friday evening.
Sounds great, Danny. Welcome back to the area. It's great to have you back.
Thanks, Gary. Talk to you later.